TV shows and movies have a $6 billion impact on Georgia's economy each year. Now, some lawmakers are eyeing more arts to bring in money, the for-profit music industry. Democrat Spencer Frey and Republican Matt Dollar are members of a study committee that explored how to support that industry. Now they are ready to propose legislation. The two representatives spoke with WABE's Amy Kiley. Dollar began with an overview of the committee.
We've been very successful as a state in capturing and attracting film industry here. It's been a great success for us, and we have a lot of, I guess, music natural resources, if you will, in Georgia. But for a variety of reasons, we haven't been able to really attract in some point, but to a larger extent, really retain that side of the industry. So we wanted to see what measures and steps we could take to not just attract, but to retain, and then also to roll in with the movie industry a lot of the post-production, which for, again, a variety of reasons is not done here. So they make the movies, and then they go back to L.A. or they go back to New York, and then a lot of the post-production is done there. That was a part of this as well.
Is this committee assigned Georgia's music industry might start getting tax breaks or other support like the movie industry does?
Well, sure. We explored a number of different things to incentivize musicians to stay in Georgia, and definitely tax credits on royalties is something that we're going to be looking at. There hasn't been a bill that's been drawn up, but it would be a way to send a signal to the musicians and saying, hey, you know, Georgia wants you here. We want you to stay here. We want you to create music here. Music is a growth industry. It's constantly changing. It's constantly growing. And there's constantly new artists that could use any sort of incentive to be able to continue their art. And I think a tax credit on royalties is going to go a long way towards that.
So you said no bill has been drawn up yet.
But I'm drawing a bill.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The committee looked at several tax issues, the production side, tour origination for concert tours, and another one that was introduced was this idea of a royalty tax exemption. What we found was that we lose a lot of our talent, goes and resides up in Nashville because Tennessee has no income tax. So right off the bat, by choosing to live in Georgia, a musician loses 6% of their income. So the idea was to find a way to make it possible to compete with Tennessee.
You talk about retaining, keeping, are you talking about just artists or music studios? What element of the industry are you trying to keep here, and how does that pose an economic advantage for our state?
They're two separate issues, but they're both important. If you can create a situation, it kind of builds on itself. We want the music made here, but we also want the artists to reside here and make Georgia their home.
What did you learn in terms of numbers from studying this about how many jobs could be kept here, maybe created, if the music industry had a stronger home here?
Well, we didn't really get into the jobs created. We just more focused on the idea of how we can help the industry out as far as giving them an incentive to stay in the state, but also grow their business. And we talked about, you know, the film tax credit is based on the aggregate total of the money that you spend in the state. It has a threshold, I think, of about $2 million last time I looked at it. So no one's spending $2 million on a record anymore. You're probably spending about $10,000 to maybe $100,000 on a high-end record at a studio. So one of the things that we're exploring is the idea of making a total fund spent at a specific studio. Look, being from Athens again, you have all these starving artists. I mean, starving artists is a term that everybody has heard. We are a consumer-based economy. Any dollars left into the pockets of our citizens is going to create more economy in the state of Georgia. And if we can do that with our music industry, it's going to be all that better for everyone.
This is a bipartisan effort, obviously. Is this a sign, then, that if the arts make business sense, like with movies or music, then lawmakers are more likely to come together and support them in some way?
It's the Economic Development Music Study Committee. It's to create jobs and to make money, you know, not just for the state, but for its citizens. But behind, you know, every musician, there are a whole team of people that support that. By enhancing the art, there is an economic benefit to it.
Absolutely. We're going to come together bipartisan in a bipartisan way to create an economic development tool to grow the economy in the state. I mean, I think that's a very important thing. You know, with the film, it was a really it dovetailed with it, with the film tax credit, and the idea that Representative Dollar stated earlier is to try to keep that post-production in the state for the film.
What about other areas of the arts, though? For instance, if authors, publishers say, well, we can create a whole bunch of jobs if we want to start publishing our books here, something like that. Are you interested in expanding this concept, like where arts and economics merge, seeing what can happen?
That wasn't really the mission of this committee. We were specifically looking at the music industry. If that becomes a conversation down the road, then I'm sure that we will, as legislators, happily and enthusiastically engage it.
The Georgia Council for the Arts, of course, has traditionally funded arts, including ones that are not quite like the movie industry or music industry with that economic arm. Is there any talk of ever bringing back that funding as well, or are you more focused on these economic branches?
We did not address that in this committee, but, I mean, I think that that's something that we need to look at as far as the arts are concerned. I mean, we want a well-rounded state. We can be the number one state to do business in the nation, but we also want it to be a destination location for our arts and entertainment industry as well. I think specifically in some cities in Georgia, the entertainment industry takes up 70% to 80% of the jobs that are in the area. And when you include all the hotels, all the restaurants that are ancillary businesses that are supported by these industries of the arts and entertainment industry, then you look at a really major economic benefit for the state.
For arts education funding, is there any talk of starting movie programs in high schools or music studio programs or something like that so that we actually have our workers feeding into some of the incentive programs we're creating?
Not at the high school level. There's a lot of, I guess you would call it, secondary education stuff that we are looking at. When we were in Athens, when we were in Representative Fry's backyard, we had officials from the university come and talk to us about their music program and how it is, I think, grown tenfold from when it first started. Again, coming back to that secondary stuff where, you know, like there's not a single program in the state that teaches concert staging. A lot of that education is done down in Florida. I think you will see an initiative to grow that side of education.
Let's see, the governor actually stated that he wanted to create these technical school programs that would teach folks how to work in the film industry. And so that's been done already. And then when you throw in the music industry, I think we'll see a lot of folks being able to come in and fulfill the jobs. Because one of the complaints from the film industry was that they didn't have enough folks here in Georgia, and they still had to bring their crews in. Well, once we overcome that hurdle in the next couple of years, I think you're going to really see a growth in it.
Anything else you want to add, either about your committee or the broader conversation about funding for various arts initiatives, economic initiatives?
Well, you know, I'll always be an advocate for funding for the arts. I think it's a very important thing to do. You know, you have a well-rounded citizenry and the appreciation of music. I have several interns at the Capitol, and one of the first things I ask them to do is to create a list of all their favorite rock records. And then I actually download the records on iTunes, and then we listen to them as we're driving around or working in the office. So, I mean, this is an important part of my life personally. I think I'm the only representative that's ever been a real roadie before on tour with an artist. And so, you know, I love this stuff. I'll always support it.
Georgia really does have a lot of natural resources when it comes to music. We really home grow a lot of it. We just want to help that to thrive. You're going to see some really great results come out of this.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.